You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
South Africa halts AstraZeneca rollout, UK variant spreads rapidly across the US, and House Democrats probe Trump's COVID-19 response. Here's what you should know. South African officials on Sunday put a halt on a planned rollout of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 shot until there is more information about its efficacy against new strains. The decision came after a small clinical trial found that the vaccine doesn't appear to protect against the new South African variant of the virus. The trial only enrolled around 2,000 volunteers, so it's far too small and limited for data to be statistically significant, but it fuels concerns that existing vaccines may not protect as well against new virus mutations. A new study posted online maps the rapid spread of B.1.1.7, the variant first found in the UK, across the US since its arrival in late 2020. The mutation appears to be doubling around every 10 days and, as the CDC warned last month, it may become the predominant strain in the US in the next month. The scientists behind this research estimate that the transmission rate of B.1.1.7 in the U.S. is 30 to 40% higher than that of more common variants, though those numbers could rise as they gather more data. And House Democrats and members of the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis are renewing an investigation into the Trump administration's response to COVID-19. Among other things, they're focused on issues with vaccine distribution, attempts to push hydroxychloroquine as a treatment, and alleged efforts to end asymptomatic testing over economic concerns. The committee began its probe last spring. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.